Well, there we go. The intersection of a Great Friday song and a Packers song, and the Packers playing on a Friday night. So that takes us through the rest of our Friday morning here. Well, if there's one person who is especially happy with the way things have gone this week, it would be Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll, mainly because the one thing you always like is we talked earlier about how polling is not an exact science. So it's always helpful if there's another poll right in the area and you find out that your numbers aren't too far off. And Franklin tweeted yesterday that it was Christmas in August that the new Fox News poll of the Wisconsin gubernatorial and Senate races a day after the Marquette poll showed some very good agreement. Marquette poll had Evers up by 2. Fox News has him up by 3. Marquette poll had Mandela Barnes up by 7. Fox has him up by 4. And that, as we talked yesterday with Joe Zepecki, there is some high party loyalty with independents for the Democratic candidates. So that bodes well for Democrats in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, where the Republican candidate for governor is somehow even much further to the right of Tim Michaels, there's a little bit more concern that Doug Mastriano has a chance to win. Somebody who was present at the insurrection, who is, easily shown to be, the extremist that he is. And he was somebody who was opposed by a lot of Republicans heading into the primary. There was a very explicit effort to get anybody but Mastriano on the ballot. But as the New York Times is reporting, more and more Republicans, instead of saying that they're going to sit this out or maybe even vote for the Democrat, Josh Shapiro, they are rallying around one of their own and embracing somebody who is going to be appearing later today with Governor DeSantis from Florida, and just to continue to embrace the lies that President Trump has been putting out, talking about how if he were governor, he would be able to decertify any or all of the election voting machines in the state. That's just for starters, not to mention that he has said that the whole notion of my body, my choice, he has ridiculed that when it comes to a woman's reproductive rights. And, and yet he has a fighting chance right there. And it's going to come down to those independent voters who currently favor the Democrat, Shapiro, but we still have 80 days to go. And a lot can happen in terms of not just what the candidates say, but the framing of the candidates by the media. There was such a good example yesterday of how not to frame a political story and how to frame a political story. And you're going to hear a lot of that press critique here, because that is a big part of why we started Up North News and why other news outlets have come on board, because it's not that mainstream media is liberal, not by any stretch. It's that they're not extreme right, and that sometimes in their effort to both sides something, they're not as factual or accurate as they could be. And in sometimes they do a disservice in the way that they parrot the talking points of somebody that is completely wrong. In this case, the example I'm going to give you is, I'll start with the bad example, and it comes from, from the Associated Press. I mean, they are the gold standard in objective journalism. I don't want to take anything away from them on that, but they muffed this one in terms of the headline and the tweet that they put out, and it reads as follows. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced criminal charges against 20 people for illegally voting in 2020, the first major public move from the Republicans' controversial new election police unit. Now, you hear that, and again, it's all accurate. It's all factual that 20 people, are about to be charged with criminally voting. And it feeds into the DeSantis-Trump Republican narrative that there is a massive voter fraud problem in this country. And then you read the one from the New York Times, an outlet that I have often already held up for the terrible job they do framing a story, but in this case, got it right. Theirs reads, Governor Ron DeSantis said 17 people have been charged with casting illegal ballots in the 2020 election, in which 11 million Floridians voted. There is no evidence that election crimes are a serious problem in Florida or anywhere else in the U.S. That is as thorough and accurate as it gets in just the very beginning, the headline, the tweet that you put out about a story. And that is what is needed, is perspective. You know, 17 to 20 people. Yeah, it's a number. You know, it's a little concerning that it's not zero. It's never going to be zero. There's always going to be cheaters and everything. But in no way, even unintentionally, should we allow that to be framed as a way to feed into a false narrative, a demonstrably false narrative that there was widespread fraud in 2020, and that therefore there is less credibility given to President Biden as having won the election. Well, these kinds of things are going to continue, and we need more watchdogs, essentially, holding the press accountable of all stripes, of us, of anybody that's center right, of anybody that's, you know, to the fringes one side or the other. We need that. And one of the people best known for it just got fired. Brian Stelter is leaving CNN after its new ownership canceled Reliable Sources, which is its Sunday morning show that really holds up a spotlight to the media of all types. And Brian puts together, along with Oliver Darcy, an extremely thorough newsletter every morning that looks at examples just like the one that I gave you, and, you know, points out where they could have done a better job. And all of us as journalists could always do a better job, and we should never be afraid of criticism. And Reliable Sources has been a mainstay of CNN for decades. And Brian Stelter's been there for, I think, 9 or 10 years, and is being shown the door as part of the new ownership that says they're trying to evolve back into the kind of journalism they once started with, according to the new ownership, which essentially, as somebody, as new ownership that, you know, has been, and I'm not going to say friendly with Donald Trump, but certainly has not held him to a high enough standard, is very concerning that what is going to start happening to CNN is to try to be Fox News light, or just as bad, to try to go that way of both sides-ism that simply parrots a politician's talking point, even when they are knowingly lying and not calling them out for it, simply parroting it in the name of, you know, both sides. It's a troubling development, and one that we're going to continue to monitor at CNN and elsewhere, and try to do the best job we can here for you in Wisconsin. With that, that'll wrap up Up North News for this week. Catch us online at upnorthnewswi.com. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Have a great weekend.